Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 788 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky gave an interview to NBC, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Zelensky stated that the approval of US aid for Ukraine will give Kyiv a chance to win the war. President believes that now Ukraine has a chance to stabilize the situation and to seize the initiative if it receives so much needed weapons systems. Zelensky also reacted to the reports that former US President Donald Trump, if elected, would pressure Ukraine to give away part of its territory to Russia in exchange for ending the war. Quote, "I'm the president of a country which is at war and I do not believe in rumors. When Trump comes to Ukraine and shares his formula for ending the war with me, then I will discuss it. So far I only know one thing, Putin cannot be trusted. What Putin says will never come true." Unquote. The head of state also commented on the situation on the front line, saying that the Russians are planning to capture Chasiv Yar in Donetsk Oblast by 9th of May. Victory Day, a Russian holiday that commemorates the Soviet victory in World War II. But he is counting on Ukraine being able to repel the Russians and disrupt Russia's plans for a full-scale offensive in June. He hopes that the weapons that Ukraine needs will arrive on time. Earlier, Lieutenant Colonel Nazar Voloshin, spokesperson for the Hortitsa Operational Strategic Group, said that Russian artillery and aircraft are actively engaged on the Bakhmut front, but Ukrainian forces control the situation in the town of Chasiv Yar. Quote, "The enemy is pressing Chasiv Yar, but the situation is under complete control. There are no enemy forces in the town," unquote, said Voloshin. According to him, Russian aircraft were very active there lately, bombarding civilian infrastructure and defenders' positions with both high-explosive and guided bombs. Voloshin said the Russians are using North Korean and Chinese-made ammunition to attack Chasiv Yar and the Bakhmut front. The Ukrainian Navy informed that it conducted a special operation, in the result of which a Russian salvage ship, the Komuna, caught fire in the port of the temporarily occupied city of Sevastopol, Crimea, reports Novy Narodnaya. Captain of 3rd rank Dmytro Platinchuk, spokesperson for the Ukrainian Navy, said that the ship would not be fit to perform missions now. Russian open sources say the Komuna is a support sea vessel of the Russian Navy, a submarine rescue ship. It is the Russian Navy's oldest vessel and the oldest ship in military service in the world, as it was built in 1913. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This really helps more people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. The National Police arrested two Ukrainian servicemen, father and son, suspected of attacking policemen in the Vinnytsia region. They were intending to flee the country, reports Interfax Ukraine. Around 2 a.m. on April 20th, police officers stopped a car with two men for inspection in the Gaisin district of the Vinnytsia region. The attackers opened fire on the police, and 20-year-old law enforcement officer died from his wounds and his partner was injured. Later, the ground forces of Ukraine confirmed that the video, which was probably taken from a policeman's body camera, shows military personnel from one of the brigades. On Saturday evening, it became known that the car used by the killers of a policeman and the ammunition belonging to military were found on the territory of Vinnytsia. After the arrest, attackers said that they were carrying live grenades and that is why they were worried to undergo an inspection of their car. Later, the National Police noted that together with the employees of the Security Service of Ukraine, they are checking the involvement of the detainees in the activities of sabotage and intelligence groups. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, when a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.